A Manhattan grand jury votes to indict former President Donald Trump. It's Thursday, March 30th. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli for The Wall Street Journal, and this is a special breaking news update. A Manhattan grand jury has voted to indict former President Donald Trump. The exact charges, while not yet clear, are related to his role in paying hush money to a porn star, Stormy Daniels, on the eve of the 2016 election. That is according to people familiar with the matter who say the jury returned the indictment after a vote on Thursday. It is the first time a former U.S. president has faced criminal charges. In a statement, Trump called the indictment, quote, political persecution and election interference at the highest level in history, end quote. The indictment is not public, and judges routinely keep charges under wraps until defendants make their initial appearance in court. Spokespeople for Trump and for Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg did not immediately comment. Joining me now is Wall Street Journal investigative reporter Rebecca Ballhouse. Rebecca, what do we know right now?
So the charges that we expect relate to potentially the falsification of business records and potential campaign finance violations related to this hush money payment. And I think we will see in the coming days when the indictment is unsealed a whole lot more detail over what charges prosecutors have decided to pursue here. But that's the area that we expect it to be in.
So tell us what we can expect to see over the next couple of days.
So this indictment really kicks off a process in which Trump is likely going to be required to come to New York to face the charges. And it's unclear how exactly that process will happen. It is, you know, it's unprecedented for a current or former president to be indicted. And so we don't yet know how prosecutors are going to navigate that process of having him surrender. But that's something we expect to see play out in the coming days.
Rebecca, this is the first time a former president has faced criminal charges. Could you tell us about the significance of this?
Beyond being unprecedented, it's unclear what ramifications it's going to have for Trump, certainly in the near term. And it's also unlikely to have any legal bearing on his presidential candidacy. He's currently running for president again. And even if he were ultimately convicted, the Constitution doesn't have a requirement that candidates for president have a clean record. And there's a consensus that states are barred from imposing their own restrictions on presidential candidates as well. So it's certainly not helpful, I would think, to a presidential candidate to be indicted while they're running for president. But I think the Trump campaign, for their part, feels that they can use this to rally Republican voters behind him.
That's Wall Street Journal investigative reporter Rebecca Ballhouse. We will have more on this story in our show tomorrow morning, and you can follow our live coverage at WSJ.com.